it's disappointing. It's always disappointing when you lose and you come back in and things set in that your season's over. It doesn't matter whether it's game five, game six, game seven, first round, second round. If you're losing your last game of the year, you're not gonna be happy. So, I think we saw what it takes to win. Like I said, tonight we battled to the end and just couldn't find a way to get the result to work in our favor.
So when the second period goes like that, you deserve a penalty kill essentially half the time. Just how hard is that to kind of get things going
It's extremely difficult. Obviously, not only is it you're going up and trying to get penalty kills against one of the best power plays in the league, but you're also making some guys exert themselves more than they have to, and you're icing some guys on the bench. So it's tough. I thought right at the end of the first, we got some things going 5-on-5, and like you said, it was a choppy second period where we spent half of the time on our PK. So some lessons learned, and that's about it.
Kyle, what do you feel like the difference between the other team in the series? What made the biggest difference? Was it the lack of offense generated?
I think as a group, we had to be better. It's a good team over there. They played a good series, and they got some timely goals where we were trying to find those timely goals. Myself included, I think we all think we could have had a bigger impact along the way in the series, and it's a tough pill to swallow. Like I said before, it doesn't matter a whole lot whether it's game five or four or six or seven. It sucks to be in the playoffs and lose your last game.